this is Joe Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Shift Healing.
Everybody, and welcome to Creation Lightship Healing here on BBS Radio. We're on station one tonight, and the date is the 3rd of July. It's Wednesday, July 3rd, 2013. So we're going to have a little break tonight from our clearing profile night. We're just going to have a regular Q&A show with you all tonight. So if you have any questions, please do send those over to clsquestions@yahoo.com, clsquestions@yahoo.com, and for any of the healings and clearings that Ron may do samples of tonight on the show, if you want to write your comments over there too, or if you want to put them into the fast chat, that's fine also. I'll be monitoring both. So, Ron, let's begin, I guess, by activating the light being. Do you want to start out that way? I think you might have us on mute, Ron. I don't hear you.
Okay, yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I just,
okay,
on and about, you know. So here we are back again. So here we go. Let's activate the light beam. Bring it up on your monitor screen. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So let's see what is out there going on, Carrie. Anything new on your neck of the woods?
Well, I did just want to remind everybody that there's a Sunday or two off, and then the intensives are starting up again. I'm not sure if they're posted up on the website yet, but they will be very soon, and you can start signing up for those. So this month, the four-hour Saturday call will be on the 13th of July, so 10 days away, and that's the Ascension Preparation Call. And then the Sunday eight-hour intensives will be the 14th, 21st, and 28th of July. So look out for that on Ron's website, which is creationlightship.com, and that'll be up there soon if it isn't already. So I'm just going to take a quick peek over at the fast chat. Let me see here. So looks like people are saying hi and coming onto the show. I'm just refreshing it one sec. So maybe, Ron, let's see, what would be a good couple of sample clearings for you to do while I get the pages pulled
sure,
up
let's,
here?
Sure, let's do one for, let's first see where people are. So everybody put your finger out in front of you and see if you're here or there or somewhere else. And your finger should be directly in front of you, so do check that out. And if you're on the left, then you're in the past, so it will bring you into the current timeline here. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. And now if you're in the future, which means you're to the right off center, we'll do that again here. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. What, let's do a clearing for, let's see. I guess that's anxiety for some people. Maybe I'm feeling that from some of the people listening. Anxiety. So here we go. Releasing some anxiety that you could have. Think of your anxious period here. Time in your life that you're anxious. Hopefully it'd be in the last week. So here we go. One, two, three, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. All right, that feels pretty good. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, well, we have an interesting question here over at clsquestions@yahoo.com. So this is a situation that a gal in New York has written in about, and it's to do with trying to listen to the show or the archives of the show or even your YouTube videos that you have online, Ron, and having trouble hearing them. So what's happening to this lady is that she starts to listen to a show, and she often falls into a deep sleep and wakes up just as the show is ending. She feels like she's being blocked by the some alien race. She's referring to it as the alien agenda in parenthesis AA, blocking her from being able to hear the shows. When she tries to listen to the videos, the YouTube videos that you have, her computer goes out, or it just buffers and buffers endlessly, so she can't see, watch those either, very far into them. So what would you suggest someone who's having this problem do, Ron? I don't know if it's clearings you need to do on your computer or on yourself or what.
I'd probably just put the alien attack page up. Maybe somebody could call in if they had, you know, in the past a similar situation. We can just see what you did to solve the problem. But, well, it feels like just that maybe the energy could be really strong also making you go to sleep. That's kind of what it could be, too, but it could be aliens coming in to prevent you from understanding what we're talking about. But just to see what other people comment on it. It'd be a really good question to have people respond to. I'm sure it's happened to a lot of people, and a lot of people fall asleep during the clearings, which is perfectly fine. But for every clearing that we're doing, that would be pretty interesting. So back to you.
Okay, and she's also saying that she'll put a show on to listen to, a podcast or an archive, fall asleep, and wake up as it's ending. And then she says, I look at the clock, and it's 11:11.
Oh, nuts.
Yeah.
That's not good. So... oh, man, I don't know what to say on that one. I do a timeline crash for 11:11.
And maybe use the natal barcode.
Uh-huh. That would be good, too.
And maybe also timeline crash, do timeline crashes on having problems hearing Ron's show. Maybe. Okay, so... next question, what clearings would be good if you have things breaking around you a lot? You're having car problems, this person's having car problems, their PC broke.
Okay, I would say the problematic event one. You might have the exact name for that. The problematic situation or
recurring event. Yeah.
To be a mouthful after a while.
I know.
But that's what I would say get into.
Okay. She's wondering if watching certain videos on her computer could be responsible for it.
Possibly.
Okay. Okay. So let me see. Pulling up Fox Chat here. See. Oops. I know we also got some testimonials in about last Sunday's intensive. Ron did a lot of healing work for trees and plants that are outside having a hard time with whatever weather we were having. And this person has written in about their front lawn and a tree. They live on the West Coast, that was struggling in the heat wave we've been having out here. It's been very, very hot, over 100 degrees all the way up and down the coast, if you're inland at all. So this person is saying, before the Sunday intensive call, my tree was beginning to turn brown, the lawn was looking very wimped out, and the energy on the tree was also very, very weak. I went out after the Sunday call, and on Monday morning, the tree was much more vibrant, was actually greener, and just looked and felt so much more alive. So thank you so much for that clearing.
That's great.
So if anybody else has had that kind of experience, I know there were a lot of us on the call on Sunday, and I'm sure anyone on the West Coast was bringing their plants, their trees, their gardens up because of the heat out here, and perhaps those of you on the East Coast or in between, I know there's been a tremendous amount of rain that the East Coast has been experiencing, so it'd be interesting to see what else people experienced on that, because I know, Ron, I don't know if you've done that before for trees and so forth, had kind of quite a lot of time where you were talking about healings that were being done, and you were doing energetic water, I remember you talking about at one point.
Yeah, that was the skin misting energetic water, in a sense. It'd be like what we have for ourselves here, but ours is physical. This is actually a energetic like water, life force water, trauma release water for the plants to have to help them out. And that was really neat doing that. I enjoyed that. So back to you, Carrie.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, looks like there has been a sound problem, but it looks like, I just got to read a bit of this, Ron. I'm not sure where we're being heard. Here we go. Station 1 and 2, both no sound. BBS off the air. Okay, so BBS, if you're listening, could you just quickly let us know if we have, yeah, there's loads of people saying no sound. Are we live?
Yes, we're having some connection problems. I'm just going to get you right back on.
Okay. Okay. So I think some of this is getting out because we've got Manny saying, if you keep seeing 1111, does that mean you won't ascend? Ah, interesting question. So, Ron, does that have any bearing on whether or not a person would ascend? Are you there, Ron?
Yeah, it shouldn't have anything to do with ascension, but it will kind of keep you onto a timeline. So you want to get off that. In fact, we'll just do a clearing here. Here we go. So releasing the energy. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Boy, what am I thinking of here? You could do number clearings, you know, like we've mentioned, either on the timeline crashing or on the natal chart. So it gets to be kind of confusing for people because all of a sudden they look and they have a robotic program, and there's also a robotic clearing. So the robotic one is probably what you're dealing with, and that's the program where they make you look at something that your body has to actually identify what you're looking at. And then from there, your head turns and everything else. Remember, if something happened your body has to kind of like search for it. And then once it searches for it, then you find it. And then from there, your eyeballs locate it. And then you wonder, why am I looking at this number again? Well, we all know that's just strictly one of those programs. So I guess back to you, Carrie. One of those clearings.
Okay. All righty. I'm assuming you guys can all hear okay, because we're getting comments now that that match what we're talking about. Let's see. For those of you who maybe didn't hear the beginning of the show, we're not doing the Wednesday clearing profile topic tonight. We're just having a general show with your questions. So if you have any and would like to send them in, do send them over to clsquestions@yahoo.com. clsquestions@yahoo.com. Okay, so Ron's done some a few different clearings so far this evening and timeline crashing. So Kelsey is asking if you could do a sample clearing on the numbers 444, Ron. Not sure where we would see that. I guess the time.
I don't know. Well, 4 o'clock, 45 minutes or 44 minutes. Here we go, 444.
Yeah.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So that may help you with that one. Let's just see how your body's resonating. So let's do a 5, 555, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Buddy, let's see if you have resonate to a 5. So 1, releasing this energy from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. The first 5 is released. Now, sense your body. How do you feel? Next, we're going to do the next 5, which would be we'll do 55 together. So here we go, 55. 1, releasing it. I'll just do stronger, so that way I'm not counting the same number. So stronger, 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 and stronger. That feels pretty good. So just see if you had any reactions, and you know yourself if you feel a little better. So I guess we'll turn it over to you again, Carrie. We'll just see if people have, felt any changes. Maybe your body feels lighter. And, everything can happen differently for people. You might even be feeling dizzy. And that can happen because your body now is getting off of that timeline and coming back here. So back to you.
Okay. Excuse me. Well, while we wait for some comments, there are quite a few comments about the heat. And, Ron, I was remembering quite some time ago, a long time ago, I remember you talking on a show about how we can command our bodies to lower our own kind of internal temperature so that we're a little bit more comfortable. Can you describe how we might do that?
Just command your body to do that and see if you can, in fact, do it right now, everybody. See if you can lower your body temperature about 1 degree. And it might be an energetic feeling. Remember, you don't know if it's really responding to being really, really hot because it is hot. Or are you having like a hot flash, being triggered by some robotic program because your ears, got told that it's very hot outside? So it could be both ways, but just command your body to lower itself maybe a degree energetically, and you may just feel yourself cooling off. So let's have everybody try that right now. Say it out loud, and we'll see what we get in the fast chat. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so we would just say, like, address our body like another person. We'd say, body, I command you to drop your temperature 1 degree. Is that how we would do it?
Very simple. Very, very simple. And ask that, and also command your spirit to try that also. But your body is what's doing it, not necessarily your spirit. So I would probably just use your body energy.
Okay.
Your spirit is going along for the ride inside of your body. So whatever you physically do, your spirit's with you, going along for the ride in the back seat. And hopefully you don't harm your spirit. So back to you, Carrie.
Yeah. Okie doke. All right. So Marcy had a question a little bit ago, kind of relating to the broken PC and car problems from the other question. And she's wondering if there's a clearing, an electronic clearing, or just for problems that happen a lot. And so I'm going to kind of change this question a little bit, Ron, and ask you something like a computer that wouldn't have a spirit, is it going to be affected by cords, energetic cords? Will they attach to it? Do we need to get ourselves decorded from our computer in case we're causing the problem?
Yeah, and remember, you don't know what's affecting your computer energetically. So you may just think that you went and hit your power button on your computer, and now you're waiting for everything to load up. So you can get onto your one of your search engines to look for something or to do something. But what is happening in the invisible? Is there some entity around that you can't see who's pushing a few of your buttons that you know nothing about and your computer isn't working properly? I'm kind of going outside of the box here a little, but that could be a yes. So that's the problem that people can have. And you may not even know what it's about.
There is a clearing on this location, space clearing. There is a section in there for EMF radiation.
That would be good, huh?
So I don't know if that would help things like computers, but it might be worth a shot. That one's just $10 for a week, I believe. So you could use your computer to clean your computer. Okay, so we have some more requests here, or questions. G is asking on the topic of heat, kind of, how to prevent menopausal hot flashes. So that would be hormonal. So that system is within the body rejuvenation clearing, right?
Yep. I was going to say, that's right.
Okay. Anything else?
That's all that I can think of is that one. I don't think I have anything else, on the website for that, unless you do a special clearing.
Oh, yeah, the special clearing. The special clearing is a whole life clearing, and it's one that we can use for physical situations that there isn't another clearing on, basically. The other thing, I don't know how effective this would or wouldn't be, but it might be worth timeline crashing menopause, because maybe there's 1,000 of you out there on different timelines going through menopause, and everyone's getting hot all over the place, and it's bleeding through here, and you're, you know, sweating your butt off in bed at night or whatever. Might be worth doing that, I would think, too. Okay, next question from EM. EM is asking what clearing they should do for lower back pain, and if you can do a little sample.
Okay, yeah, we can do that. So, everybody, here we go. Check out your lower back or someplace on your back. If you have some pain, we'll see if we can help you out. Here we go. One, releasing the pain naturally. One, two, three, four, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just see how you're doing now. And just kind of see, you know, get up and walk around. Okay. So.
All right. So, thanks, Ron. And I'm just also just going to mention in the either in the Body Jumpstart or I think again in the Body System Rejuvenation, there is the skeletal system, the nervous system. You could put your muscular system in there for back stuff if it's from an injury or a vertebrae problem or a nerve problem. You could spend hours and hours, you know, doing lots and lots of clearing on those systems within your body. So, okay, next question. this is another request. Somebody has had about 5 days of constant, oh, this sounds awful, constant nausea and vertigo. So can you help with that at all, Ron?
Yeah, here we go. So let's kind of see what we can do here. Rat. So one, maybe it's being bounced on a timeline someplace. One, two, three, four, and five, releasing that. And again, one, two, three. Oh, boy, four and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one more time. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. We'll just see
so
if that
you
helps.
Did timeline crashing for that?
Yeah, so that's what I'm doing, yeah, timeline crashing.
Okay, and he's wondering if there's a program causing this. Can you tell if that's the case?
Boy. Right now, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, I have one more question that's coming to mind for me is how are his 108 bodies lining up? Is there a bunch out of whack that is causing the vertigo? Because I think that's happened to me before, and I know I had a lot of them screwy, and when they got put back, it helped.
Yeah, that yeah, it feels like about 10 bodies are out of sync.
Okay.
So that could do that. That's what it feels like to me right now. Yeah, there could be 10 bodies that are not completely in alignment, and it's hard to say what type of situation, you know, it would be or you would be in with that process, if it would be something that would be causing the problem here or not, but I'm sure it could contribute to it slightly or a lot, but boy. Yep, I would do that clearing. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Excuse me, I'm chewing. Okay, next person is dealing with spots on their eyes in their vision, like specks, and they're wondering what's causing it and what would help. Wondering
I don't know. We'll turn that over to the people on the fast chat.
Okay, well, I had a problem like this, too, that has gone away. I used to get, before I started doing clearings, I used to get those, and I'm not sure if this is what this person's talking about, but I'm just going to say this in case it is, those little black flecks that would drift across that they call floaters. I used to get those, and I was actually only noticing about 2-3 months ago that I haven't had one of those in I don't know how long. And I wasn't getting loads of them, but they were coming more frequently, you know, as I got older. And I haven't, excuse me, I haven't had that in quite a long time. And you know how you say, Ron, you don't know you have a problem till it's gone, kind of thing. And then when it's gone, you forget that you ever had the problem.
Yes.
Because you're not dealing with it anymore. It was kind of like that with my eyes. I probably haven't had those in at least a year, and it took me a while to remember that I had had them and therefore realize that that they're gone. Okay. So I don't know what clearing to say to do that, but the body jump start is going to clean you out. Probably every little clearing you do will help, but the physical ones like the body jump start is a great way to go with any physical problem that you're having. Were you going to say something, Ron?
Yeah, I think the body jump start does a lot. There's a lot of clearings in that one, so it's all very good. It's just package that has lots of stuff. Let's do a clearing for, maybe have anybody out there felt spacey the last couple of days? Like you're floating or people around you don't look like they're real? You wonder why they're here or maybe why you're here being with them. So let's do a clearing to help balance you out from seeing strange people. So here we go. Going to take away their courting energies from you. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So, just see if you're feeling a little better. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, thank you. All right, I'm just finishing reading a question here. So...
In fact, we had Barbara last on the last show talk about the albino humans, or, you know, people that are here. People would like to call in. Maybe they've seen something else that looks strange more recently here. So if you had something that's happened in the last month, we'll say, that could help other people understand what's going on, because you may have that same particular thing going on, you might want to call in. So we'll ask for call-ins for people who have seen strange people. And, you know, naturally that could even be maybe your mother-in-law or father-in-law or something or your ex, but, you know, only if they have like an alien type of agenda or look alien or just look like they're out of sync. Sometimes they drop people in and their clothing could be, 20 years ago. So you see, I saw a lady today who was wearing a white dress, and she had like probably 3-inch, at least 2-inch to 3-inch round black polka dots on it all through the dress. And I went, well, that's kind of interesting. I wonder where she got that at, you know? So if you had anybody looking strange or came across people strange, we'd like to have you call in tonight. So we'll see who calls in. Back to you, Carrie.
Okie dokie. And, you know, it's funny that you mentioned that. I had completely forgotten. I saw an albino woman, was it yesterday or the day before? And I haven't seen one in, I don't know, probably 30 years. She didn't have the red eyes that I think they do if they're fully 100%. She had very, very, very pale blue eyes, but, you know, the white hair and the extremely pale skin.
It wasn't Edgar Winter? Wasn't he an albino?
Oh, I don't
Edgar
know.
Edgar Winter or the Allman Brothers or something? Anyway.
Was he? I don't know.
I remember seeing maybe one of the Allman Brothers. I don't know. If anybody knows, you can type that in. If you're newer, you won't even know who they are. So. Younger, I should say. I guess you would be newer, too. But we'll find out what some of the older wise people here on the show can bring up here. So, I'm waiting for a caller. So,
okay,
caller,
let me find
where
the phone numbers.
Strange people. You know, that could even be a robotic person. You talk to them and they didn't have anything to say, or they didn't know what you were talking about, or you had to give somebody directions and they didn't know where they were, but yet they lived in that town. In fact, that happens to me a lot. I'll ask somebody, how do I get over here? You know, this is like in a new town, right? And the people look at you like, oh, I only work in this town. I don't know where anything is here. And I go, oh, no, you know. That ever happened to you?
Oh, Kathy's typing to me, and she's saying it. Yes on the Edgar Winter.
Edgar Winter, okay. So,
yeah.
That's...
Thanks, Kathy.
Yeah, thank you, Edgar Winter. See, my memory's still working here. Oh.
Got that big toe on a timeline, Ron.
I got it there.
Yeah. So I'm going to give out the phone numbers. If anybody would like to call, we're on Station 1 tonight, bbsradio.com, Station 1. So let's see. If you're in Canada or the U.S., oh, there's our first beep. Great. I'll give the numbers out again on the other side of the call. So hi, caller. Who is calling us?
Hi, Carrie. Hi, Ron. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Larry, we're going to be glad to hear your interesting pitch question about clones or people, strange people. So I'm waiting to hear what you have to say.
Okay, well, I was at the bank today, and I saw some very strange people, very strange situation that happened. This tiny little baby looked over at me, and I kind of smiled at her, and then she took off really quick. And she ran around the bank, and then the mother darted out after her very quick, like super speed, like the superhero that's called Flash. And they just zoomed real quick, and then the mother ran after the little baby. Then she ran around the bank real quick, and then she stopped, and she looked over at me, and as if to give me a message or something about their speed and their capability. So I just wanted to share that.
Wow. That's interesting.
On Star Trek, he hit it real quick, and he computed a big message on the computer to search into something, and just real quick, like super speed that they have, these robot clones. Are you still there?
Oh.
Are you there, Larry?
I'm still here, yes.
Okay, yeah. We missed the very last part of what you said there. You want to just repeat that very last
question? The little baby ran around the bank real quick, and then, like, super speed, and then she looked over at me as if to show me her capabilities as maybe a robotic figure. And then the mother ran after her real quick and ran around to catch her like she had super speed, too. And it's almost like Spock on Star Trek where he hit the computer keys really quick to... zero in for a message and to check on something on a computation, and he was really quick at it, like they have this super speed capability now that they didn't have before.
Okay, we'll have to see what that's about. Wow, okay.
Okay, then, thank you.
Yep. Interesting post office you have, Larry.
Yeah, okay. I was very surprised at that.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you for calling.
I got it. Well, Egg Winner and Johnny Winner are both albinos. So I picked three of them. Wow, how about that? My two brain cells are working great tonight. So that's awesome.
Okay.
So how many of... I'll bring this issue up here. We're just looking for rediscovering things here. And this will probably key in a lot of you people. Remember, the light doesn't come here only for a short time every 2,000 years. So we've talked about that, and you probably all understand that. And so from what we can figure out, looking at situations and things, the light chip brought in, and I'll try to describe this for you so you can kind of understand this here, although it would be meaningless for probably most people. They wouldn't even know what we're talking about. But the light came here around the year 1940 and created a now timeline of light. And the with a backstory, because everything has to have, in a sense, a backstory to it, even though it would be light, the backstory would come from people as they jumped over from the light of the darkness timeline, and the light attracted them, and they all of a sudden got onto the light timeline, and then they have their own backstory, which can get recreated in the light timeline. Does that make sense to you, Carrie?
Yep, uh-huh. So it's just
a
history that gets put together by what comes here?
Yeah. So,
okay.
So the light came in around 1940, approximately. Don't ask me what month. I'm just giving basic information. And it probably came at that time before, we'll say, the World War II to maybe awaken some of the people so that that war would not happen. Remember, the light can't do anything, but if the energy is here of peace, then if the people were controlled by robotic programs and the aliens, then they could have maybe had peace and maybe solved their differences, but that didn't happen. So, you know, that's why it probably didn't come later than that. You know, you could say, well, the light came after the war ended, you know, we'll just say hypothetically in 1950, but no, it came around 1940. So if you know of anybody or you kind of sense that, yeah, you know, you might feel like you could be, and this isn't exactly correct because we probably don't have that many listeners who are older, you know, older seniors, but we could. But you might think, gee, you know, I think I'm a walk-in here on this, you know, on the Earth, which would indicate that you know that you hopped into this timeline. But if I were to get this information out, if we were talking, say, you know, 20, 30 years ago, you would probably say, yeah, I think I'm a walk-in here, which would mean that you walked in from a light of the darkness timeline into a light timeline. And so people are drawn to this timeline, which is source energy. And if you look at all of yourselves, you know, how you found, you know, maybe me or the light ship or whatever, most people that I talk to just say, you know, it's really strange. I just happened to find you on the internet. I don't know how, but, you know, somehow I got directed there. Or I saw you at an expo, or I walked by your booth. I had one person, which was a real interesting, he was a male. And the person said, I wanted to go to the highest vibrational booth, which would, in our terminology, for us, it would be the one that had the most peace energy, but he used the word highest vibration. And he says, I just knew that and walked right over to your booth and just stood there. And he says, I don't even know why I'm here, you know, but this is what I wanted to find out about. And so anyway, unfortunately, we don't have probably that many older listeners, but if you were, you know, like I said, if you would have turned time back and, you know, it was like 30 years ago, then you would say, yeah, you know, I think I walked into this timeline because I changed out of darkness and came into the light. So we'll just see if we have any questions on that. I don't have much more information, but that's when the light came here to start the ascension process. So back to you, Carrie.
All right. Well, we'll see if we get any questions. Right now we have another one that I'm going to read out. We have several over at CLS Questions at yahoo.com. So this one This lady's mother recently passed away, and she did do the spirit barcode clearing on her mother before she died. And so she's assuming that she's out of here. But she's seen her in a couple of dreams, and she's wondering what that means. Did she not get out of here, or is she dreaming of a clone? Or
yeah, more than likely you're seeing the emotional body. The spirit is out of here. So I can guarantee that. The spirit is no longer here. But the dreams could be the dark side making you think that maybe that emotional body is around. So if you didn't do the emotional clearing, then you want to do that one. But they can, you know, like I say, copy and paste stuff all the time. You know, it happens. So you may have a dream with somebody that is no longer here. And that does happen. And that would be a parallel life, too, that you're looking at, timeline crashing. So, like I said, if you get dreams of something happening, by all means, do some timeline crashing on that. It's very, very important because you are living that dream, even if the person isn't living. So, back to you, Carrie.
Yeah, I've had this exact same situation with my dad who died about 18 years ago, and I dream, I've mentioned many times on the show that the first thing I do is about 90 minutes, either an hour or 90 minutes of timeline crashing, whatever dreams I do or do not recall that I may have had the previous night. But I have had many dreams that my dad's in on as you say, parallel lives. We're on other timelines that we're on, and in those lives, the storyline over there is that he had the illness that he died of here, but he recovered from it on those timelines. So it's like everybody in the dream knows that he had this this illness, but he recovered. And I'm often aware that I'm dreaming when I'm dreaming, and I sit there and I look at him and I think, wow, that's pretty interesting that over here, you know, he recovered from the illness. But on this timeline that we're talking on right now, he died. So I've done a lot of timeline crashing on this exact situation that this lady wrote in about today. It's very interesting. And I do dream about him less and less. So I'm gradually getting myself off those timelines. It's an interesting way to be able to watch how these timeline crashing clearings work. If you do timeline crash your dreams, you'll find that situations crop up less and less in your dreams because you're not there anymore. So it's nice validation to see how it's working. We've got one question, let's see, from Shannon. She's wondering what's up with the heat wave. I guess people are wondering, is this alien created, Ron, this heat wave? Do you know? Do you not know?
I would say it more than likely is. Just strange things are happening. And, I mean, it is strange. So that's what we're looking at, I guess. So, yes, I would say that's very possible that this is alien stuff going on. Because we shouldn't be having all this weather changing the way it is. So it is different. And the aliens, you can always look at it, you know, whenever anything happens that's interesting, you know, just go to the aliens and you probably have your answer. You know, so that's basically it.
Okay, we have a little request for help here from somebody who had an allergic reaction today to some pesto sauce. They think it might be the garlic. Their eyes are very swollen, body's itching, and they're just feeling really bad. Can you release a little energy off that, Ron, and then maybe we can think of some clearings, too, that would help?
Yeah, here we go. So let's take that condition. Everybody else think of something. I would say, could be food poisoning. If you have a reaction, typically that's what it would be, I believe. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'll do it one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so back to you, Carrie.
Okay, thank you. Some detox water, I'm thinking, on the website for a dollar there, creationlightship.com might help with this, Ron, too. If it's an allergic reaction to garlic, that would probably help flush out whatever's going on. What do you think?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay. All right. And also we can talk to the mind of the body, right? And command the mind of the body to do stuff too if we're having trouble with a physical situation. I'm pretty sure you've said we can do that. Is that right?
That is correct, yeah. We do have a mind of the body clearing also on
yeah.
the website.
Okay. Okay, great. Well, we have an interesting little thing that came into CLS questions here. On your lightship timeline. So this lady says, I was born in 1940 and never felt like I belonged here.
Ah, okay.
Even as a child, I did not buy into the earth social stuff. I found everything here very primitive. Did I come in with the lightship then? In my 4-in-1, Ron could not find any soul family.
Yeah, more than likely you just, you could have been a walk-in, or you just came into this timeline and you had no soul family because that's just what happened. Very interesting. Yeah, I would say that would be what you maybe came into. You know, you had to be someplace else, but you automatically popped into the Creation Lightship timeline. That's what I would say. So where you were, I don't know, but you may have just all of a sudden came here. Remember, the light kind of draws light to itself, so you saw the light, and you go, oh, I'm going over here. So that's where you went. Now, most people find the light by, like I said, just not really, you know, not knowing how or why. You know, if you're out listening, you can say, yeah, I don't know. I just happened to tune into the show one day, or I heard about this or something else, which is very common. And then they start listening, or maybe I push somebody's buttons really, really hard, and they go, yeah, this guy is completely nuts or he's right. So you have to realize there's only two things. Either I'm right or I'm wrong, right? That's very simple. And so you have to look at it and go, well, what if he is right and I'm wrong or something, or that button really got pushed. I better tune in some more of some of these shows to figure out what's going on, because my button definitely got pushed. So, and then you realize, man, that button is causing harm to me. So, anyway, that's kind of how what happens. People are drawn to the light, kind of like, you know, the old saying, you know, unfortunately, the moth drawn to, you know, a flame. But that doesn't happen typically to you. but the light does attract light. So you want to get that peace consciousness. And that's why you come to the source energy to do that. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, we're really, really close to the top. But we've got one other good question here that I'm going to try and sneak in under the radar. I always equate my spirit telling me something to feelings and not necessarily words. Should we be talking out loud to our spirit? And if so, what should we be saying?
You want to talk out loud for what you want your spirit to, you know, integrate with you. So typically, you probably want to ask your spirit to bring more source energy, which is what it is, to a particular body situation. So that's how you use your spirit. So back to you, Carrie.
All right. Well, we have a bunch of questions that we didn't get to. So if you guys are listening on Friday, I'm sure Anne will get to some of these. Maybe you could resend them in just so Anne knows that you're listening on Friday. She'll be on with Ron on Station 2 at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern. excuse me. So sorry we didn't get to all of these. But thanks for all of you who sent questions in. And I guess we got to wrap up here, Ron. We got about 4 minutes till the top of the hour. So thanks for the samples tonight.
Next program. So blessings, everybody. Thank you, and we'll see you later.
Yes, and Ron does have another show coming up at the top of the hour. Go to creationlightship.com. Over on the homepage, on the near the top of the right-hand side, you'll see the radio button. You can click on them and link to the next show. Thank you. Good night.
Night, everybody.